Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Sam. How are you?
Hey, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. All right. What's going on? Good.
Hey, I was looking at the. The back end of the site, and I was trying to find out. Was the side of the portal where sellers can upload their listing and all of that?
Yeah, that would be under the seller dashboard, yes.
Yeah, and so, like, I went in and I created an account, but when I logged in, the only thing that I saw was I just saw, like, some sample listings that were there, but I didn't see how sellers can go in and add a listing inside of it. Is it just not finished yet? Is that why I don't see it?
Did you log in as an admin or as a seller?
As a seller.
Did you create a new account there?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're saying the sample listing is there, but there is no option to how to upload the property, right?
Right.
Let me open it. It's not possible, but let me see. Might be.
Maybe I missed it or something, but I didn't. I didn't see where a seller can go in and add a listing.
Okay, and what about the other thing?
The other thing was for, I know, obviously the buyer. When a buyer logs in, the buyer should only be able to see listings, like in terms of the bid, so being able to bid on a home. I was a little confused on how a buyer would be able to bid. So,
Buyer, how the buyer will bid on the product, right?
Yeah, so like if a buyer see a home that they like, and how do they, what is that process like for them to be able to see a home and then select me or make an offer on that home?
Okay, so you are saying that option is not appearing over there?
Yeah, it wasn't. If it is, it's not clear. It wasn't clear on how that process works.
Okay, and I'm noting down these points, right? Please go ahead. And any other points that would you like to mention to me?
No, those are the two main points. So I was just trying to get more clarity on what the buyer and seller and the lender portion of the back end looks like. Yeah, so that's all.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate you notifying me these points. That's why I mentioned to you we need to, like, back and forth, we will make adjustment after the development. Okay, so what I will do, because these options already, I saw those options and used those options, but you are saying it's not showing over there. What I will do,
yeah.
I have note down this point, and I will definitely get back to you, and I will let my production team know why it's not showing there. Let's see what happens, and I will get back to that, right? No issue. And thank you so much, you mentioned this, and did you review all the dashboards?
So I looked at the dashboard. I know you said you were going to do like a short video of everything of the process. So I was still waiting on that. But other than that, everything else was okay. I did have some questions about, so like for instance, on the admin side, when it comes to updating the website, I'm not able to update everything where there's copy. So like anywhere where there's copy on the front end.
Uh-huh.
On the back end, there were only certain areas where I was able to, add or change or edit certain copy. Is that normal? Or should I be able to edit the entire site copy-wise from the admin side?
You can only able to edit a content. That's it. Yep.
Yeah. And so, like, I wasn't able to edit all the copy on the website. There's only certain pieces of the website that I was able to edit from the back end.
Let me explain you. From the back end, you can just go ahead and make the content changes and the picture changes. That's it. And the other thing, like if you want to change a layout, which is not possible, even you know that this is a custom site, if you want to change the layout, so you need to do a coding for that. Otherwise, the content and pictures if you want to change, so you can easily change that. Where on the website, on each section having a content, each section having a copy, right? So,
right.
So each section, the copy and picture, you can change. It can be well, right? But that's, if you want to like a change a layout is not be it's not be possible from your hand. You need to let us know, then we can do it by changing the coding. Because it's not a template based site, it's a totally custom site, so we need to do a coding on it. But the copy of the site, of each section, and the textures, you can easily change. You can upload the video. You can change the picture. You can change the video. You can change the copy. You can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because when I was on the admin side, I can't update all the copy on the site. There was only like certain things. I think like testimonials I was able to edit. I think the blog area I was able to edit. But I wasn't able to edit certain, you know, all portions of where there's copy on the front end.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I have at this point. Let me see into it why it's not opening. No problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, sometime what happened, we have created functions, but it's, due to some reason, it's not popping up on the front hand of the site, like to you. So let's see what happened. Why is that option is not appearing on your site? Okay.
Okay.
At that point, would you like to notify me?
That's it for now.
Okay, no problem. I will go ahead and make those adjustments for you, and then we will talk again.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Anything else I can help you with, man?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much. Take care, man. Bye-bye. I will get back to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.